The three types of leather mats with different statuses as far as Tuma and Tara. Shel Saparim Tame Medrit. Leather mat that's used by barbers that people sit on it while they're getting a haircut, it's Makabel Tumas Medrit, as it's used for sitting, so therefore it would become an Avat Tuma if a Zav or Zava or Nida would sit down on it. Sha'echen Alav Tame Tame Med. The leather mat that's used like a table to eat from it, it would become an Avat Tuma if it came into contact with or is under the same oil as a mace, but it would not be Makabel Tumas Medrit since it's not Miyuchel Yeshiva. Now, even though this leather mat is Pshute Klei Or, it's a leather kli without a receptacle, and the din is that Pshute Klei Or is not Makabel Tuma, just like Pshute Klei Eid. But just like we said that a wooden table is Makabel Tuma Midrabanan, even though it's Pshute Klei Eid, since it's Mishamshe Kelim V'Adam, it's used to put kelim on it, and it's also used by the person. So in this case also, this leather mat that's used just like a table is also Makabel Tuma Midrabanan. Bishel Zaysim Tahar Miklum. But a leather mat that's used to put the olives on it before it is pressed, in such a case, it's completely tar. And since it's Pshute Kleor, and it's not Mishamshe Kalim for Adam, it's not used to put Kalim on it, and also used by the person. Instead, it's just used to put olives on it, so it has it then like any other Pshute Kleor, a leather kli without a receptacle. That's not Makabel Tuma. There are three different types of stool that have different dinim as far as Tuma and Tara. A stool that is attached to a mita and is right in front of the bed, and a stool that is used by a scribe that's in front of where the scribe writes is Tame Medrus. It's Makabel Tumas Medrus, if a Zav or Zava Anita would sit on it. And these stools are used for yeshiva to sit on them, so therefore they're considered meyuchel yeshiva and are makabel tumas medrit. Bishel dofaki tmeya tmei meis. A stool that's attached to a dofaki is a serving table. And this stool that's attached to it also, the food and drinks are put on that stool. So therefore it's not meyuchel yeshiva, so it's makabel tumas tmei meis, but not tumas medrit. It becomes an avatuma if it comes into contact with a meis, but it would not become an Avat Tuma if a Zav or Zav or Nida would sit on it. Bishel Migdal Tahara Miklum. A stool that's attached to a cabinet is completely tar. As we're talking about a very large cabinet that's made out of wood and it holds more than 40 saw of liquid. In such a case, since it's so large, it's not Makabel Tuma at all. So the stool that's attached to it also would not be Makabel Tuma, as it would have the same status as the Migdal.